time change. They got
the email last night.
Yeah, Dale said he didn't register it, though.
No, so. I resent it out again yesterday, so he should have got it, because he gets it at home and at his...
Yeah, I know, it's still...
All right, Esther, are we rolling? All right, let's get going if we got to get going, right? Good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Culk. We're meeting on the 12th floor of the Capitol today. It is Wednesday, May 22nd, at approximately 8:30. We're starting a little bit earlier today to do the commissioners. Got to be different places doing our job. So I don't have any opening comments, but I would turn it over to my colleagues if they have any opening comments.
Only to move things along. I'll cut it off by saying that it's a beautiful day.
All right, thank you, Commissioner.
No opening comments for me.
All right, with that, we have some items on consent. I would move passage.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Thank you, Daryl. Okay, let's get right to the regular agenda. For item BK1, Commissioner Crispin has talked to me prior to the meeting and is asking that we hold this over and schedule a work session. So, Daryl, if you could help remind me, we'll drop this down to scheduling. Item BK2. I move the commission deem the application complete, conditioned on receiving final turbine locations and associated information at least 1 week prior to hearing, and issue a notice of filing and notice of hearing in the application of Courtenay Wind Farm, LLC, for a certificate of site compatibility to authorize construction of a proposed 200.5-megawatt wind farm in Stutsman County, North Dakota, case number PU13-64.
Second.
Thank you. On April 12th of this year, Courtenay Wind Farm filed an application for a certificate of site compatibility to authorize a wind energy project consisting of up to 200.5 megawatts generating capacity, consisting of wind turbines ranging up to 3 megawatts in size and associated facilities in Stutsman County. A public hearing on this application is scheduled to begin July 12th. That should be 2013, not 2011. So, Esther, can you double-check that? At 10 p.m. in Stutsman County Courthouse Law Enforcement Center in Jamestown. A little more background about this case. When we received the initial application, the project will consist of up to 135 turbines for a total of over 200 megawatts. The site will be approximately 25,000 acres northeast of Stutsman County. The project investment will be approximately $170 million. 10 or more full-time employees will be required to operate the facility, and during peak construction, estimating around 200 jobs. The project hopes to be under construction by third quarter of 2014. I'm sorry, be completed construction by third quarter of 2014, begin construction by third quarter of 2013. They don't have a buyer listed, and that's not one of our criteria, but it does say that this will be delivered to the Midwest Independent Transmission System Operator, or MISO. One thing that will be interesting to see, in my opinion, is the latest information we received from them, that could be up to 3 megawatt turbines, and I don't recall us citing any of these farms yet for 3 megawatt turbines. So it'll be interesting to see what their final turbine selection is, because that'll, of course, determine the number of turbine locations that they have. So for me, I don't think it matters what they pick. It just will be interesting to see if the larger these turbines get, the less impact you have, just because there's less of them on the ground. So with that, I don't have anything else in this particular case.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Thank you, Daryl. That concludes the items in my portfolio for today. Commissioner Crispin.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I move the commission execute a contract with Martin Construction Incorporated in the amount of $246,620 for construction services at the Havelock Sea Abandoned Mine Land Project in Hedinger County.
Second.
This project involves backfilling about 2,000 feet of high walls and the grading of spoil piles at an abandoned surface coal mine between Regent and New England, North Dakota. About 198,000 yards of mine spoil and other earth materials need to be moved. About 16 acres of the mined land will be seeded. There were 12 bids that were received. The low bid was received from Martin Construction of Gladstone in the amount of $246,620. The other bids ranged from $298,340 up to $683,000. The AML division has sufficient funds in our current OSM grants for this and the other projects planned for 2013. The contract's ready for execution by the commission.
Do we have a motion and a second? Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Mr. Chairman, I move the commission adopt an order in case number GE-13-213, granting the request of Feed Mix LLC to operate a 116,000 bushel grain warehouse at Harvey, North Dakota, effective June 1st of this year. Feed Mix LLC filed the license application to operate a 116,000 bushel grain warehouse at Harvey, North Dakota. It shouldn't be confused with any other facilities or operators in the Harvey area. They'll purchase grain for processing into feed. The license requirements have all been met, and the staff recommends their request be approved.
Okay, we have a motion, a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Mr. Chairman, I move the commission execute a contract with Barranco Brothers Incorporated in the amount of $264,910 for construction services at the Richter Abandoned Mineland Project in Morton County.
Second.
This project involves backfilling about 2,000 feet of high walls and the grading of soil piles in an abandoned surface coal mine northeast of Glen Allen. About 130,000 cubic yards of mine spoil and other earthen materials needs to be moved, and about 40 acres in this case of the mined area will be seeded. The low bid was received from Barranco Brothers of Dickinson in the amount of $264,910. The other bids ranged from $337,000 to $578,000. The AML division has sufficient funds, as I said before, in the OSM grants for this and our other 2013 projects, and the contract is ready for execution.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Mr. Chairman, I move the commission submit the 2014 Administration and Enforcement Grant application to the Office of Surface Mining to request federal funds for the coal regulatory program for the next grant period that runs from July 1st of this year to June 30th of 2014.
Second.
After everything has been calculated out in Washington, D.C., we've been allocated $930,777 for the next fiscal year that runs, as I said, from this July 1st until June 30th of next year. The total amount of the grant application is $1,454,399. The federal share is $930,777 that was in the motion. So our state share is just over $532,000. That's 64% federal and 36% state based on OSM's federal lands funding formula. And that formula considers the federal coal acreage and existing permits and the applications that will permit new acreage, and that's how they come up with the 6436.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
I think the Commissioner Christman missed your favorite item to talk about. The soil probe will be included in this budget.
We are going to try and take better care of the soil probe this time. You know, our previous one, we'd gotten it in 1977, and it's already pretty well worn out. And so we discussed it at the meeting, and we got the legislature to approve a new one, and those guys are going to try and really take care of this one.
Yeah, I think that just shows how well our staff is prepared to take good care of their stuff. So good job, guys. Look forward to you guys getting a new probe. So I wonder when we can actually put that out for bid. I suppose July 1st. When can we do that? So I don't have anything else, Darryl.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
And finally, Mr. Chairman, I move the commission approve the auctioneer license application for Jonathan P. Cuticelli of Naples, Florida.
Second.
Mr. Chairman, you may have noticed that a couple other applications were on the consent calendar, and I asked that this one be put on the regular calendar. I'm not alarmed by the application, but it is slightly different. There was a check in one of the boxes that we don't like to see. The gentleman had some legal issues when he was 19 years old. He received a withhold of adjudication, was the terms that they used, and got court costs and probation. And this was in 2005 when he was 19 years old. But because it's different than the normal routine checking of the boxes, I wanted to make sure and point that out to the other commissioners. But he has been auctioning for a number of years now. He's licensed in 15 other states and has pretty good recommendations. So I hope we approve his license.
I read the application and appreciated that he actually checked the box and told us. So probably wouldn't necessarily have to, and we wouldn't have known this. So it's always good to know it, be able to look at it, and read the recommendations he's received, and I'm comfortable too.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
That concludes my agenda items.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Fedorchak.
I move the commission adopt the order amending certificate of site compatibility in the application of One Oak Rockies Midstream LLC to amend the certificate of site compatibility for the construction of another 100 million standard cubic feet per day of gas processing plant to be located in McKenzie County of North Dakota, case number PU-12-656.
Second.
This is an interesting project for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's a good example of the state's siting footprint law being executed in an efficient manner. I note that this application was received by the PSC on March 6th, and here it is, May 24th, 5th? 22nd, and I've got 24th on my mind because it's the last day of school. That's why. May 22nd, and we're considering approving an order for this project. So I think that speaks to the streamlined nature of this and everybody working together to move things forward. So this is a 100 million cubic feet per day gas processing plant, Garden Creek 3 by One Oak. The plant is located on an 80-acre site about 4.3 miles northeast of Watford City, adjacent to the 80-acre project site of Garden Creek 1, and on the same site as Garden Creek 2. On March 6th of this year, One Oak filed an application with the commission to amend their certificate of site compatibility for another gas processing plant known as Garden Creek 3 to be constructed within the boundaries of the 80-acre plot on which One Oak's Garden Creek 2 plant is being constructed. We put out a notice for opportunity for hearing on March 27th. We did not and requested that the comments be received or requests for hearing be received by April 30th. No comments or requests for hearing were received. On May 8th, the commission held an informal hearing concerning the application, met with the company, and had a lot of questions answered during that time. The plant will be constructed entirely within the boundaries of the project site that was studied and approved for plant number 2 in this proceeding. There are no exclusion or avoidance areas included within the project site. There are no woodlands or wetlands included in this project site, and we've received agreement from the State Fish and Wildlife Service or the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service that this will not adversely impact any federally protected species or critical habitat. So it meets the three requirements on our
citing that the location construction operation will produce minimal adverse effects on the environment and upon the welfare of the citizens of North Dakota. It's compatible with environmental preservation and the efficient use of resources, and it's going to be constructed, the company says, to minimize adverse human and environmental impact. In the informal hearing, the company indicated that this is a $160 million project. They expect it to employ 37 people. And in addition to it being an example, a good example of the footprint law being applied, I think it's important to note how this affects the industry as a whole. We all realize that flaring is an important, big challenge in the state, with flaring about 30% of our natural gas. I think it's also important to put that in perspective as to why flaring in North Dakota is a lot different than in other states. In other states where natural gas is the primary target for drilling, there's systems in place to gather the natural gas. In North Dakota, it's a byproduct. I kind of liken it to a talented stepchild. It's not really what you're looking for, but you're not going to waste it. You're glad to have it and glad to use it. So natural gas in North Dakota is an additional challenge, and projects like this are going to help us reduce the flaring. This the company said when we were meeting with them, we asked them questions like, why are you coming back now for your third improvement on this site? Why didn't you just build it bigger to begin with? And I thought that their answers were kind of interesting. They said when they first constructed the first one, they didn't fully understand the Bakken play and the gas volumes that were going to be generated as a result of it and how it was going to develop. So that was the first reason. And the second reason that I found interesting was that in order to a 300 million cubic feet per day plant would have taken longer to site, longer to construct, longer to permit. And so this process of building three million cubic feet per day size plants actually moves the process along quicker and allows gas to be captured and reduce flaring and faster. So I thought that was interesting. This is One Oak currently has 8 gas processing plants. This expansion and the one that they're currently underway will make 10. And I called and did some research on how many plants we have. Currently, there's 18 natural gas operating plants in North Dakota and 5 under development. When these are all constructed, we will have the capacity for 1,300 million cubic feet per day processing. So considering that currently we are producing about 782 million, wait, no, that's barrels, 846 million cubic feet per day, we should be able to eventually, with these processing plants, have enough capacity to process all that's being produced. So that's a good step in the right direction. It's a big part of our overall infrastructure build-out in North Dakota. We just keep seeing more and more of these projects. I noted on our spreadsheets that since 2005, the PSC has cited $12.9 billion worth of infrastructure projects. It's a figure that continues to boggle my mind. I also, a couple weeks ago, did some research on building permits in general in North Dakota, and I was stunned to realize that in 2009, there was $417.7 million worth of building permits in the state. And last year, that figure jumped to $1.4 billion in just this 3-year time span. So we are certainly seeing that here in the PSC in our workload in projects like this. It's exciting. I think it's important to note that as we keep these projects moving along in an efficient way, we are not in any way jeopardizing the safety or the environmental stewardship or protection of our cultural resources. The company has agreed to live by the highest safety standards. They've got all their plans in place and ready to implement in the case of a problem. So I think that I am pleased to be moving this order forward today.
Thank you, Commissioner. I would just add one piece to that. The
the company did testify that they thought it would be quicker to do 3 100 units instead of one larger unit, but I don't necessarily agree with that from the PSC perspective. But for us, we would follow the same diligence whether it was a larger plant or a smaller plant. But what is interesting, though, is as this project has increased in size and scope, I've always been concerned about the emergency response plans that are in place and some of the outside permits that are affected. Since this one was all in the same footprint, the environmental research was very easy for them to do, but there is, you know, concern. The health department has to issue their permits, and so the building of size. So I don't, you know, our order is always contingent upon making sure they have all the other permits in place. So in this case, I think everything appears to be in order, but it's always good when the companies, I think, have a good picture of what they're going to look like in the end so they can plan accordingly. And that's where this one, the emergency response plan they first put in place, covers all of their additions, which is good. So for me, that was the biggest concern that I had in the informal hearing.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
All right. Thank you, Darrell. Anything else, Commissioner?
That's it for me.
Okay. With that, let's see. We'll go through a couple announcements, and we'll open it up for questions. This afternoon, let me get to the stage here. This afternoon, we have an informal hearing at 1:30. MDU has a service area agreement they'd like to talk to us about with the City of Dickinson, as well as Rough Rider Electric Cooperation and MDU in the area of Dickinson. We've got a variety of meetings scheduled next week. And a variety of hearings coming up. But for this week, it's just this meeting as well as the informal this afternoon. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions that anyone has. Nick, do you have any questions? You come all the way up here today? You'll wait? Yeah, Nick, you're always welcome to come up like any of the media and sit up front there. But if you have any questions, now is a good time. Otherwise, we'll continue. Okay. With that, Julie, I know you've got a tight schedule today, so if we could, why don't we just close the formal portion of our meeting and go right into the informal. So with that, I'll close the meeting.